An Australian nurse working in outback Western Australia has made international headlines for diagnosing and treating his own heart attack. The 44-year-old was working in a nursing post in Coral Bay, about 1,000 k's north of Perth, when he developed severe chest pain. His story has been reported in the New England Journal of Medicine. Norman Swan joins us now. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Fran.
This is an amazing story, Doctor. Tell us how this nurse healed himself.
Well, he got chest pain and he got dizzy and recognised this could be a heart attack. He was a long way from help. There was nobody else around. There were a couple of volunteer ambulance people, I believe. Got the story tonight on the Health Report, by the way. And they have this emergency telehealth service in Perth. And so he took an ECG and emailed it to the emergency physician in Perth. I think it was Charlie's, I'm not sure. And I'll find out tonight. And it was really grossly abnormal.
And how quick is that process?
Well, I think that was pretty quick. That was just a matter of minutes.
Right.
And because you only have minutes in this situation, because you could be heading for cardiac arrest and death. So he put IV cannulas in both arms himself. He chewed an aspirin. So if there's any message that anybody takes away from this, is if you think you're having a heart attack, swallow a whole aspirin and phone for an ambulance. But in this case, he couldn't phone for an ambulance. And he took another blood thinner and he gave himself some pain relief. And they then did another ECG, which showed the signs that meant that he qualified for clotbuster. He got a clotbuster together, gave himself a clotbuster.
What is a clotbuster?
That's a drug that dissolves the clot in the artery that's being blocked in the...
So the ECG suggests clot? You take the clotbuster?
Well, the ECG suggests the clot. There's got to be a certain kind of abnormality on the ECG to qualify for it, and he qualified for it. He gave it to himself, and the ECG returned to normal. Flying doctor arrived, took him to Perth. He got a stent put in into his right coronary artery and was able to go to the test match the next day.
Extraordinary. And if he hadn't been able to do that?
Well, it was a pretty bad heart attack.
Right.
And, it's likely he would not have survived it.
Okay. So not something you'd try yourself at home.
Yeah, this
obviously
is not something to do with the kiddies at home.
You wouldn't have a clotbuster on home. But the message is
any symptom that you really don't understand that you think might be a heart attack, particularly women where they might get something in their jaw or feeling a sense of pressure.
Tell us those symptoms, can you again?
So the traditional symptoms of a heart attack are pain, or crushing pains across your chest, going down your arm or up into your neck. And it's pretty severe and you're feeling nauseous and sweaty at the same time. But In women, that's not a common presenting factor, a symptom. In women, they can get just a sense of pressure on their chest. They can get just pain in the jaw. Some people get toothache.
Right. So
there are a lot of weird things. So if you've got something that you can't explain that's new, you think just remotely might be a heart attack, you actually, if you've got an aspirin, swallow an aspirin.
Is that like an Aspirclear?
Yeah, that's just right. Just a full dose aspirin. But you phone for the ambulance. You don't get in the car. You don't get taken to your local GP. With all due respect to the local GP, this is something for your emergency department. And you go straight to your emergency department by ambulance.
It's hard, isn't it? Because if you've got a toothache, you don't think I'll get an ambulance to the hospital.
But equally, it's not a regular toothache. It's more of a pain in the jaw.
Right. And look, just in the little time we've got left, perhaps it's good to draw attention to this story you're looking at tonight about whether men should have PSA blood testing to screen for prostate cancer. There's a new trial?
The new trial of a single PSA, multiple PSA tests tend to over-detect cancer, over-treat. This was a single test, 400,000 men, followed up for 10 years. It didn't change mortality, but did detect low-risk cancer at a higher rate. So the jury is still out on PSA testing. It's not that men shouldn't have it, they should do it with their eyes open. These days, urologists tend to do MRI scans on men with high PSAs to double check, and they're probably lowering the chances of unnecessary treatment, but that's expensive and still not fully proven.
So for blokes listening,
you've got to have a conversation with your doctor about whether or not to have the PSA test, because you've got to understand what happens next. And what can happen next is more tests, unnecessary treatments without necessarily saving your life. It depends on your age and all sorts of other factors, and it needs a conversation with your general practitioner.
And if we're looking at treatment, the prostate cancer treatment research?
This is tonight, advanced prostate cancer radiotherapy in two forms, external beam, the big machine, and seeds inside the prostate give four times the benefit in terms of survival compared to surgery and and hormone treatment. So radiotherapy in two forms of radiotherapy is the best treatment, better surgery for survival in advanced prostate cancer.
More on that tonight on the Health Report. Yep. Norman Swan, thank you very much. If you want to hear more about that, tune into the Health Report this afternoon here on RN at 5:30.